We're talking with Meg Sheehan, an attorney and volunteer coordinator for the North American Mega Dam Resistant Alliance. Last week, they filed a notice of violation of the Endangered Species Act sent in by NAMRA, the Center for Biological Diversity, and the Innu Nation. And it was concerning the Champlain-Hudson Power Express hydropower corridor, which is going to run from Canada to New York City, and the 336-mile cable for the project will be buried under the Hudson River and Lake Champlain, and it will be disturbing and threatening Atlantic sturgeon, as well as potentially releasing toxic substances buried in the river. So, Meg, we've talked about this project previously, but why don't you give people a brief overview about what this project is and what some of the group's concern is about it.
Sure. So this is the Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission corridor to import Canadian hydropower from remote regions of subarctic Canada, over 1,200 miles away from New York City, from large mega dams that Hydro-Quebec owns and operates, over 63 large facilities with artificial reservoirs, some of which are 1,200 square miles and up to 2,000 square miles in size, the size of Ireland. And most of Hydro-Quebec's dams since the 1950s have been built on stolen Indigenous land. And in the past few weeks and months, the Indigenous communities of Quebec and the Innu of Labrador, who signed on to this notice of violation letter with us, have been bringing that to the attention of officials and regulators and policymakers here in the States. And so the New York Public Service Commission and the Department of Energy approved this corridor, I'll call it CHIPPY, in about 2013, giving it a certificate of environmental compatibility and public need. However, the process was extremely flawed and did not look at the impacts of these mega dams in Canada, their greenhouse gas emissions, or the impacts on the Indigenous communities who bear the brunt of this. The project
Now you mentioned the greenhouse gas emission problems. Most people, when they think of, you know, hydro projects and water, they think it's, you know, clean energy. But I understand the methane emissions from these large reservoirs are, in fact, have a very negative climate impact.
Well, it's not only the methane, but it's also carbon dioxide. Hydro-Quebec's mega dams and their artificial reservoirs emit greenhouse gases on par with natural gas, fossil fuels. So we're really just trading one dirty energy source for another. It is not clean. It is not renewable. The renewable hydropower myth has been debunked for years now. It's based on the childlike view that because precipitation keeps falling from the sky and runs through the gigantic turbines, that this is renewable. It's really anything but, because it destroys river systems, communities, forests, wetlands that can never be destroyed. And Hydro-Quebec has destroyed hundreds of thousands of square miles of carbon sequestering boreal forests and river systems, and again has committed cultural genocide against the Indigenous communities on whose land they built these massive reservoirs and dams.
Now, I understand one of the issues that opponents have raised is that the billions of dollars that's going to be spent to, you know, run these transmission lines the length of New York State would be better invested in developing localized renewable energy sources.
That's absolutely true, and that's why so many groups came out in opposition to New York State's so-called decarbonization plan that calls for importing megadam hydropower from Canada. The state is proposing to change the subsidies to provide Tier 4 renewables for this imported power, when here in New York, there's all sorts of ways that the state can meet its climate goals through conservation, efficiency, and locally generated wind and solar and storage. So there's a very, very strong outcry against this project because it is simply putting money into the pockets of Hydro-Quebec and the Quebec government instead of keeping New York's dollars and jobs local.
Now, you mentioned that this review process, at least, was underway in 2013. Is that 7 years ago? What's the likelihood at this stage of the game that the United States Department of Energy is going to take any, you know, action to sort of stop what they've given the green light to?
Well, I just want to point out that the when the permit, the Certificate of Environmental Compatibility and Public Need was granted by the Public Service Commission, it was really not a full evidentiary hearing. It was based on a closed-door secret negotiation between hand-picked parties who entered into a joint proposal or settlement agreement that the Public Service Commission then blessed. So there was never a rigorous look at what the climate impacts of this project would be, and certainly they never looked at the impacts on the Indigenous communities in Canada. So that was an extremely flawed process, and since that permit was granted, the National Marine Fisheries Service, under the Endangered Species Act, designated additional habitat for the endangered sturgeon in the Hudson River. So the Department of Energy is required to reopen the environmental review process for this project and to determine whether submerging a 90 miles of cable underneath the Hudson River directly through this endangered species habitat is going to have a negative impact. And it's our position that it absolutely will. There will be blasting, drilling hundreds of boreholes, dredging the bottom of the river for 100 miles right through this habitat. And that has not been looked at, and the Department of Energy needs to reopen that process, conduct another biological opinion, it's called, or biological survey of the impacts, and do a new environmental impact statement that also covers the environmental impacts of the new dams in Canada that have been built for this project, as well as the impacts of the existing dams on both our greenhouse gases, our climate, the forests, and on the Indigenous communities.
So we have about 90 seconds left. We've been talking with Meg Sheehan with the North American Mega Dam Resistance Alliance. So I guess it's sort of a two-part question. I remember fighting Mario Cuomo when he was governor about the James Bay Hydro-Quebec project. Why has his son, sort of gone in a different direction? And if people want more information about this project or to weigh in the last minute, how can they best do so?
Well, they should certainly contact Governor Cuomo and let him know that this is a dirty energy project, that we shouldn't be importing Canadian hydro from 1,200 miles away, and that we should keep our energy local, and that we should also be contacting Mayor de Blasio in New York, who's looking at purchasing part of this. So contact the governor and New York City's mayor and go to our website, which is northeastmegadamresistance.org. Again, that's Northeast Megadam Resistance. And reach out to us, get in touch, and join the fight to stop this dirty energy corridor.
Well, we want to thank Meg Sheehan for joining us here today. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Mark.